He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live and totally in 150% living color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 534. It's been an insane week. Lots of cool things to show you today. But remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I promise I will answer all my email. Speaking of email, I got a ton of email last week. Thank you very much. It was a very combobulated week last week, and most of my emails centered around the fact that I had my my camera in the mirror mode, and everything was backwards. So quite a few people kindly enough informed me that, hey, Gadget Professor, wake up. Something's wrong. And actually, I had it on the mirror setting totally by mistake. I had no idea. Truth be known, I was trying to reverse time. Yes, the clock was reversed. And if you watched very carefully, the hands were ticking in the opposite direction. I have figured out how to reverse time. So there you go. Also, to make matters even crazier and worse, I apparently was half asleep or out of it, and we are not on show 5,233. I put an extra two in there. I'm sorry about that, but that's what happens when you're punchy and trying to do a zillion things at once. So I'm fairly awake right now. Okay, quick update. My mom is not doing very well at all. She is in Pennsylvania, and I am going to go there sometime early December to spend some time with her. Not a good situation. Okay, next of all, at the end of the show, at the very end of the show, I am going to show you a creature feature, things to watch out for in Arizona. It has nothing to do with gadgets, but right before I came on air, I heard a loud scream from my significant other coming from the garage, and I'm at the other end of the house. Actually, I'm in my studio, and I'm like, whoa, what's that? So I came running out, and lo and behold, I will show you what I came across. That should be interesting, so you want to stay tuned for that. Today we're going to take a look at a problem that I have solved, and this problem has been going on for 2.5 years, and I knew what the solution would be, but I had a rough time getting what I needed. So let me explain to you what was going on. I have T-Mobile as a carrier, and once Sprint was bought out by T-Mobile, my service went from mediocre fare to non-existent. In my home, I could not make a phone call. I could receive a phone call, but within 10 seconds, the phone would disconnect. Real pain in the neck. And throughout Arizona, it's just been brutal. And I've complained profusely a zillion times. I have written letters to Federal Trade Commission, FCC. I got absolutely nowhere. Well, my significant other is more tenacious than I am at this point. And she complained every day for probably an hour a day for probably, seriously, about a year. So there is an end to this story. What we needed in my home is a cell phone booster. And you can't just get any kind of cell phone booster. You really want to get one that's specifically tuned, if you will, to T-Mobile or AT&T or Verizon. And these things are sold over the market, and some of them are total junk and they're not cheap. But I didn't want to get just anyone. I really wanted the right one. Now, by law, if you're not getting service that you're paying for with a mobile carrier, and Lord knows I wasn't, They got to fix that for you or refund your money or whatever. T-Mobile doesn't refund anything. They were and have been and continue to be extremely difficult to deal with. I know, why don't you just switch and go to another carrier? I will, but let me finish the story. So they finally agreed to send us a booster for free because you don't have to pay for this. And like I said, it's real tough to get these things. Last week in my ear heading out, I put episode 5233. I put an extra two in there. There's no charge for that too, so let's just forget that. Okay, what I needed was a 4G LTE signal booster. So if you go on their webpage and scour the page, and you got to dig for this one, baby, you will find the signal booster. And what does it tell you? Aha! Signal boosters are discontinued and no longer available for purchase. If you want help with the signal booster setup or connection issues, we have you covered. It doesn't tell you how they have you covered. And in fact, they actually don't have you covered. You literally got to kick, scream, beg, and yell. This is the device that I was sent, similar to that. And I will show it to you. The reason they had to stop the boosters because they didn't want to give any more away because they cost them a lot of money, and a lot of people are still having problems. So this is the device right here, and this is what it's called. The Femtocell, God knows where they got that name, F-E-M-T-T-O-Cell, Femtocell, multiband SOHO. The one that I have is actually made by Nokia. This is a fairly decent picture of what I have, and I'll show that to you, and I'll show you how it hooks up. But if you notice over here, you have the power and a bunch of things here, 3G, 4G, all that stuff, GPS. I'll show you what that does in a second. But this, after probably an hour, because it took a good hour to boot up and figure out where the geographical location was, once all the lights turned green, I had five bars. Wherever I am in the house, even outside, front porch, back porch, my significant other has five bars. I can make calls, I can receive calls, I don't drop any calls, and I know you can put your phone to Wi-Fi and use the Wi-Fi, but for whatever reason, and I have good Wi-Fi here, that wasn't working too well on our iPhones. However, once I hooked up this device, oh my God, wow, it's just, as I said, five bars no matter where you go. This thing really, really, really works. Now, the interesting thing here is it literally took me 2 years, and I'm not kidding you, of begging. They said they were going to send this to me at least 15 times. I had a number to verify the call. Wait a week. I didn't get it. I call back. That number doesn't exist. They gave it to me. How could it not exist? We'll give you a new number. They didn't know what they were doing. The new number, you should have it in 3 days. 3 days would come and go. This went on for a year. I kid you not. And again, after a lot of complaining to everybody and anybody who would listen, and it was more the principle for me than it was getting the phone to work. But we finally were able to get one, and we did go into the T-Mobile office multiple times. That did not help. We finally found one person who was a manager. We showed him all the paperwork, and he was pretty disgusted, and I think that did the trick. Now, they have these things. They just don't want to part with them. Why? I don't know. Why they don't adjust their cell towers? I don't know. But in any event, let's take a peek, and I'll show you what this device looks like and how it's connected. Here's the device, as you can see, and you can see all these lights on the side: power, internet status, GPS, which is important, 3G, 4G, and 4G LTE. Now, those are the buttons, or actually the lights that tell you what's going on. When you first turn that on, they all go nuts for about 20 minutes. Now, on the back, pretty straightforward. Sorry for the camera work. You can see the yellow cord is actually the WAN, sorry, and the right one, you can actually plug in an Ethernet cord and get Ethernet connectivity. And on the left there, you saw the power cord. Now, right up here is very important. This is actually a plug-in wire, and this goes all the way back to a little sensor on the window, and that is very, very, very critical, because that sensor is what essentially gives you access to the GPS location. So a little sensor from that wire, just a sticker sticks on the window. That cord's about 20, 30 feet long, and it's stuck on the window, and that's basically how it finds where it's at. Now, that last wire that I showed you actually goes to a little square sticky, which is an antenna. That has to be plugged into the window. Yeah, it sticks right on the window. And basically what happens is that is a sensor, a GPS sensor, and it takes a while, takes at least a half hour. In my case, it took about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, to figure out where you are. And then once it figures out where you are, it tells that device, and then it locks in on the signal. And henceforth, all my lights are green, and it gives me a phenomenal signal. It's a pain in the neck to hook up. It doesn't take that long, but it does take some time, and you got to be patient. After a half hour, it's still twinkling and blinking. I thought it was broke, but I've learned to wait. And then after an hour, I actually went away, did something else. When I came back, bang, all the lights were green. I turned on my my iPhone, and wow, for the first time ever anywhere, I had five bars, solid five bars. I walked all around the house, five bars. So this sucker really, really worked. Now, you can't buy them. You can't find these things anywhere. Believe me, I've tried. Aha! But here's the thing. I actually took a peek at eBay, of all places, and there is one there. It's used. Of course it's used, because they don't sell these anymore, but it was $70. There it is. It's the exact same thing. And here's the power supply, the whole bit. And, you know, for $70, I would probably try it if I knew I could get one there. But I got it for free, of course, because you know me. This had a money-back guarantee if you don't like it. But that's the only one that I've seen. T-Mobile, Personal, CellSpot, 4G, LTE. This is the exact model that I have, SS2 F11. Femtocell Multiband Soho, made by Nokia. It's insane. Now, as I'm looking here, they have a bunch of them around. I don't know if they're the same ones. And there's a couple different configurations, but I know that this model here works well. So my first choice would be, quite frankly, to scream and yell at T-Mobile, quite frankly, and make them give you one. Again, it takes a lot of work to get them to cough one up, but definitely solve the problem. So that is that. Okay, let's take a peek now at some apps of the day. So let's get back here, and our first app, and by the way, all the apps today work on both platforms, so that's a good thing. Do you ever need to call someone out of the country, like I do all the time, being cheap like I am? Email video calls and chat, HD, text and video chat. This is 100% free. There are in-apps, but you don't, in-app purchases, but you really don't need to buy any in-app purchases. Message and video chat with your friends and family for free, no matter where they are on the planet, and it doesn't matter whether they're on a PC, a Mac, an Android phone, a smartphone, an iOS phone, a pad, it doesn't matter. This works on all devices, cross-platform, and doesn't matter whether I'm on an iPhone and you're on an Android. Doesn't matter. Encrypted, that's important. High-quality video and voice calls. Encrypted group video. You can do group videos on this and voice calls with up to 6 participants. You have free and unlimited encrypted messages and video and voice call over your 2G, your 3G, your 4G, or even your Wi-Fi connection. So that is a real good thing. You can use this safely and efficiently, even if you're not on Wi-Fi and you're out in the yonder, if you will. So it's really good. It has fast photo and video sharing. You have stickers, which I could care less about, and you won't be charged anything, and especially those sneaky SMS fees. You won't have any of that. Yes, you can get a premium subscription that will remove the ads and give you 25 gigabytes. Well, of course there's going to be some ads, because how else are they going to give this to you for free? But you'll be able to do everything you need to do and put up with the ads for free, because it's that good of an app. IMO, IMU, YUMU, IMO. Check it out. A very similar app to this is called Telegram Messenger. I have several friends that swear by this. This is, again, 100% totally free, 4.3 out of 5, which is an excellent, excellent rating. It's fast, it's powerful, it's secure, it's private. Pure instant messaging, simple, fast, secure, and synchronized over all your devices. This is one of the world's top 10 most apps. That's downloaded over 500 million active users with this. Fast, Telegram is the fastest messaging app on the market, connecting people via a unique distributed network of data centers around the globe. Synced, you can access your messages from all your phones, tablets, and computers at once. Telegram apps are standalone. You don't need to have your phone connected, so on and so forth. Unlimited. This is something that you might want to be interested in. You could send media files, unlimited media files, without any limits to their size or type. Your entire chat history will require no disk space on your device, and everything is securely stored on the cloud for as long as you need it. Again, this is totally free. You are going to be impressed with this. Download this. It's pretty good. I do use this. I'm pretty impressed with it, and I think you will be too. I do. Okay, this next app, again, is very similar in nature, but it does some things a little differently. Again, 100% free. This is called Signal Private Messenger. Stay private voice or video calls. Disappearing messages. The other two don't have that. And you can, again, send any kind of file you want. Millions of people use Signal every day for free and instantaneous communication anywhere in the world. Send and receive high-fidelity messages. Participate in HD, high-definition voice and video calls. Explore a growing set of new features and stay connected with the advanced privacy technology always enabled, so you can focus on the moments with all the people that you know. So 4.7 out of 5, even better. Check these apps out. See which one you like. You can load all three. They all work quite well. You will be happy with all of them, I promise. Now, as you know, the Gadget Professor has probably the worst sense of direction in the world. I get lost frequently and often, and I can't help it. So I am married to my GPS. When I travel on the road, I always use Waze. I've talked about that, W-A-Z-E. Great app. Wouldn't be caught without it. There are many times when I use Waze app and it gets discombobulated. I don't know where I am with the damn thing. So I do have a backup called Sygic GPS Navigation and Maps. 4.6 out of 5 stars. This is the best GPS navigation tool around with real view, so I can really see what that street's going to look like. What I particularly like about this that I can't do with Waze is it has offline 3D maps and real-time traffic. Waze does have real-time traffic, and that's a real plus. But I like the ability to have the map offline, so when I get to places that don't have internet access, I still have my map. That's important. So Sygic GPS Navigation and Maps is the world's most advanced navigation app. Lots of smart navigation features, beautiful 3D offline, and easy-to-use interface provides exceptional navigation experiences. I think you'll be happy with this. Over 200 million people are using this app. That's significant. The other thing is the offline maps are all over the world. It's just not like here in Scottsdale, Arizona. You can get the maps anywhere you are. I like that. Avoid traffic jams with the most accurate real-time traffic information with data collected from more than 500 million users worldwide. This is just a killer app. I urge you to download this. You will thank me for it. I use this all the time, and it's great. It really is. Okay. Now what we're going to do is take a look at some streaming applications. If you're tired of going to the same places to stream your content, these apps will probably offer you some great new fresh content, and we can always use some of that. This is called Redbox. Yeah, it's the same Redbox that you go to the supermarket and rent a movie, but you can rent this online. Did you know that? And you could stream and you can buy movies online and not leave your house. The other thing that's kind of neat is they do have a lot of things that are free on there. Stream free on demand and choose from hundreds of movies and shows that you can watch for free. They will contain ads, commercials, so you'll watch it for 15, 20 minutes and then the commercial will come on. What I have noticed is the better the movie, the more commercials. Why is that? So you'll watch it and then 10 minutes there's a commercial, and you'll watch it like 10 minutes later there's a commercial. If you could live with that, then this is great. It's not quite that bad, but it can be unnerving and annoying. But there is free content on here, and on a snowy night, it beats running out to the store, and you just click on it, and again, you get a lot of choices on there, which is particularly good. Now, this next one you probably have never heard of. It's called Canopy, and again, this is totally free. They have tons of entertainment on this for free. There's no ads, there's no payment, and this is actually hooked into your library, your local library. They have movies and audiobooks and all kinds of things. Stream thousands of films for free without ads through your library. Sign up for your library card and start watching festival award-winning films throughout. Including documentaries and all kinds of fabulous things. They have an enormous kids portfolio, if you will, with tons of stuff for kids on there. And it's very good. It's very free. Highly, highly, highly recommended. Check that out. Now, this next app is called Hoopla Digital. And again, it's totally free. This is interesting because on this, you can borrow free digital books, audiobooks, movies, comic books, music, TV shows, again, courtesy of your library. So all you got to do is make sure that your library is associated with Hoopla. Sign up, totally free, and boom, away you go. By the way, this gets 4.8 out of 5 stars. That's really good, really good. So again, there's two apps for you, free, right at your local library. Now, what do we got here? Oh, yes. Our last app of the day is called Get Around Europe. Well, you can get around anywhere with this app. I am having a brutal time renting a car. You can rent a car from point A to point A, but you can't rent a car, at least here, point A to point B. That is a pain in the neck. And the reason is because I guess they don't want to let the cars go because there aren't any cars in inventory. So it's tough. Therefore, I have loaded Get Around Europe and the United States. And this helps you find a rental car. It worked once for me. And the rest of the time, it did not work. So I'm pointing that out to you because if you're desperate, it may help you. It may not. I don't know. And that, folks, is going to wrap it up. But stay tuned if you so like, and right now I am going to run a video. You don't have to watch this, it has nothing to do with gadgets, but it's a little little video that I just shot 2 minutes before I came on air about the hazards of Arizona. You may enjoy that. If you don't, I'm sorry. Have a good week. I'll talk to everybody next Thursday. Hello, everyone. This is Don Bain, the Gadget Professor, and of course, you know that we're in Arizona, and one of the things that you have to deal with in Arizona, actually, one of two things you have to deal with in Arizona is rattlesnakes, and the other thing that's really just as bad is scorpions. So right now, I am going to show you a rather large scorpion, actually one of the biggest ones I have seen out here, and I'll also show you how I extract it. So if you're an animal lover, don't watch this, please. Okay, here we go. Okay, I flipped the camera around, and right there, you can see a very large scorpion with the stinger coiled, ready to strike. That is a big by any stretch, a big, big, big scorpion. And we don't want to fool around with that. So let's see how we get this out. So I have my scorpion. Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one. I have my scorpion device here. And now we're going to try to catch it. You've got to be very careful. You want to go this way. Here we go. And there it is. You got to get the camera. There it is. There's the scorpion that's captured. There is the stinger. You probably can't see that. But that guy's ready to strike. And be very careful. Be very careful. Don't try this. Do not try this at home. Yeah. So, as you can see, I've captured the scorpion. Here it is here. You don't want to fool around with these, trust me.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.